Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave Archer is the analyst for Atlanta Falcons. And Arch, I want to start with our OC being on the sideline. I think a lot of people thought that that was maybe just some eye dressing there for the Falcons. Talk about the connection between him and Penix. And, you know, I even heard Bijan after the game say that he thought, coach told him he thought he should have been down there from maybe the start of the season. This connection or whatever they needed from him on the sideline really worked, didn't it?
Yeah, first of all, you know, it's something Zach had done, obviously, when he was in L.A. with the Rams. As a pass game coordinator, he was down on the sidelines, had a chance to be in Matt Stafford's face, be able to talk to people, be able to talk to running backs, talk to tight ends, receivers. And so it's not something that was foreign to Zach. He had just, for whatever reason, had transitioned upstairs when he got here and joined the staff last year. So this was something he was very comfortable with. In fact, was very much excited about it. I had a chance to talk to him privately, and he was looking forward to be on the sideline. Obviously, the communication with he and Michael was at a high level. And whether that wasn't happening the week before or not, I'm not sure. But certainly their communication. But it just opens the door, Carl, to be able to talk to everybody. I mean, you get something in your mind. Hey, I want to say this to the offensive line. And he'd walk over and do it. You know, hey, I got to remind Kyle Pitts of something. It's hard to get a guy on the phones
right.
to talk to a guy when he can just walk over and tell the guy. And then there's when that time cuts off in your headset where you can't talk to the quarterback. There's a 15-second span where he could step out on the field a couple steps and hey, Mike, you know, do this, that, whatever. Just that last second of information. Much more intimate, much more connected. And I think you obviously we felt it.
And Arch, as we said, I'm not going to put you on point. Why they didn't figure this out in the preseason, that's a discussion for Coach Ron next week. But, hey, it worked. And what an exciting game it was. I mean, Drake London looks like he was 100% for the first time. I mean, since basically the first half against the Bucs.
Yeah, I think that, you know, everybody's a little winged up at this time of year, Mike, regardless of, you know, how long we're into the season. He's taken a lot of shots. You know, there's those little things that you're nursing. As a former player, I can attest that you never really ever feel good for Sunday, you know, once the season starts. That's why you try to get through the preseason without him getting banged up. But, of course, Drake got banged up in that first game against Tampa, and he's been kind of nursing that throughout. And I think you're right. There is you kind of lessen it, or football players have a tendency to be able to deal with pain at different levels that maybe the normal human being doesn't. You're able to dull it in your mind and you play through it. And some of that just has to happen organically. You got to kind of, okay, I'm kind of used to this now. I'm okay with it. So I think that that's part of it. But, it always helps, you know, the blood flow. It helps the mind. It helps all the things that are going on when you're playing good, when you're making plays and stuff like that. It kind of diminishes maybe how much the pain is affecting what you're doing. So certainly he played at a high level, and there was a lot of guys around him that did as well.
Dave Archer, our guest here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, talking about our Falcons. It is a bye week. Next time they'll be on the field is Buffalo on a Monday night here in town. Arch, as far as the pistol and the play calling, what's your assessment there? As I described it Monday, it's one formation in a complex offense. It doesn't define the Falcons, although I think a lot of people after that last game against Carolina wanted it to. How did you feel about us out of that particular formation?
Well, I really like the formation. I wish I'd had the formation when I was mm-hmm. playing. I mean, I was under center or in the shotgun. And so what this allows you to do is it allows you to still run the football because you're away from the line of scrimmage. So it facilitates both the pass game and the run game. There's been some conversation, and I know you guys have had some other guests come on or they've been on other shows.
Right.
And I'm not sure what they're talking about as far as the inability to run the football and be able to play action out of pistol set. It's just a fallacy. The ability to press the hole, it gives the running back. We've gone through all this crap ad nauseum. The offense, he was in the pistol set the predominant amount of time this last weekend. You just had over 400 yards of offense and put 34 points on the board. Okay, now that has to do with play calling. It has to do with players playing at a high level. It has to do with styles make fights. This was a Washington offense that likes to play a lot of single high safety. It was going to allow you to play and operate on the perimeter with shot type plays, both out of play action and out of drop back. And you had to still have to be able to get after them in the run game because they were going to try to rock a safety down to stop the run. That didn't matter. You were able to still get after them in both capacities. I thought it was a much more focused offense from every position standpoint, but it has nothing to do with the formation that they're in. It has everything to do with execution. It has everything to do with what guys are doing. And I thought Zach did some really good stuff. You know, we get so concentrated on the pistol because the running back is right behind the quarterback. I don't know if you guys watched what he was doing, but he did a whole bunch of other stuff with the wide receivers, stack formations with Kyle Pitts and Drake London, which freed guys up. Kyle makes a big play early on in the game because he screwed up the coverage by stacking those two guys. Came out with another bunch look where he had Drake and Mooney on one side and slid Bijan Robinson out there. We had three-man set. Washington didn't know what to do with that. So the idea of coming up with new ideas and doing things, all of that was on disposal for you. And then how about the everybody's talking about 12 personnel. How about 21 personnel where you had one tight end and two backs on the field, with John being a featured receiver and Tyler running the football. There was a lot of ingenuity and creativity in this offense from the pistol set. I know everybody's irritated with the pistol, you don't know what you're talking about on that.
Is Dave Archer with us, guys, talking about the Falcons? I guess, Arch, the pistol became a metaphor for predictability. But that's what I'm saying. That's a lot of other folks said he has been very predictable, and you just touched on it. He was using things that we've been screaming about. We talked about with you in the preseason, getting Bijan out wide. Bijan was a force in this game, and that's something I think that's there almost every week.
Bijan Robinson catches a 55-yard touchdown pass the first series of the season out wide. So he's been using him in those sets before. He's been able to get him out of the backfield before. I think people get so caught up, and there's so much of a narrative that everybody kind of, it's like a herd of cattle all going the same direction because, hey, that cow is going that way, so that must be where the food is, when that's not the case at all. There's been a lot of injury. Yeah, the 30-0 game was it was an aberration maybe. I don't know. It was something that they have to get out of their craw. They certainly did that this weekend, but there was not a lot of difference in sets. It's just a matter of distributing guys, getting guys the football. It's just, you know, styles make fights. You get certain defenses are going to do certain things to you. You've got to react to those kind of things. The first 3 weeks, you played three teams that want to play umbrella coverage. They did not want to let you get behind them. Everybody wanted, where are the shot plays? They're not allowing this. You got to take what they'll give you and wear them out with that other stuff. But that means you have to execute at the highest possible level.
Dave, where do we need to improve? We feel really good about this win, but you know coaches are always meticulous about improvement. Where do you think we need to improve as we head towards Monday night's matchup with Buffalo?
Well, certainly you want to be more consistent, Carl, in special teams. You can't have teams returning kicks. I mean, think about the what you did to the defense. This is the fourth week in a row, guys, by the way, and I challenge you guys to go find 4 weeks in a row where you've held the other team's offense to under 300 yards.
Mm.
4 weeks in a row, okay? You've held – if you go back and you look, okay, if you average under 300 yards a game on offense, you're probably one of the first people picking in the draft next year, okay? And so a tremendous job by the defense of limiting what the offenses could do. Washington went 3-for-10 in conversion situations. They went 2-for-2 on fourth down, but 1-for-8 on third down. So 3-for-10 in conversion situations. They had drives. Guys, I go back and look at the drives. 6 plays, 16 yards. Field goal. They gained 16 yards. Here's another one. 4 plays, 2 yards led to a field goal. I mean, that's defense at the highest possible level. Got 2 sacks. I think there were 15 pressures on the quarterback. You did a really good job. I think that's an area that maybe is getting brushed under the table. Yes, they had 24 points on the board. Think about how all that took place. But getting back to your original question, how do we continue to improve? I think we got to continue to find ways to get explosive plays. To Mike's point, the diversity in the offense, being able to continue to come up with ideas each week that are tailored to who you're playing, Buffalo coming up next. How do we create those matchups and those situations? Zach will have to continue to put the laboratory coat on and create those. But we can't lose in the third phase of the game. And I don't think we've necessarily hit our stride. We had a good weekend, I think, against Minnesota. Hasn't been as good maybe in other weeks. It seems like we're really good at covering kicks, and then we're really good at returning kicks. But we're not the same in both. Punt team's been good. Romo hit his kicks this time. Didn't the last weekend. So special teams has been a little bit up and down. And I don't know if you can necessarily blame the coordinator, which I know we have a tendency to do. The players, you got to go make plays, catch the football, make tackles, get off blocks.
Dave Arch is with us, guys. Got a bye week, and we'll break down how you stop Josh Allen and the Bills as we get ready for Monday night coming
up. You got the answer for that one, Mike? That's going to be a good one. I can't wait for the game.
No, this guy runs over people, around people. Yeah, I think we just got to – Dave, I figured it out. We score more points. Real quick before we cut you loose, though.
It
washes the bad taste. And I think when you put that stuff on tape that we saw in Carolina, I think people are looking for answers. And, again, if the pistol became the talisman for it, okay, maybe it was misplaced. But Zach Robinson, whatever this was, we love it. And hopefully all the things you said, we'll see more imagination. We'll see the defense continue to evolve. One thing for certain, I said earlier in the show to Carl, all of a sudden these draft picks is really starting to hit. These last 2 years, the focus on defense, to your point, looks like these are the right guys.
Yeah, really, especially the 2 secondary guys, right, Mike? I mean, you get another interception for Xavier Watts where he's at the proper depth. How about one of the first 2 or 3 plays of the game, guys? You knew that Deebo Samuel was going to be a guy they wanted to try to find explosive plays for, and they run the jet sweep to him, and who's tracking him? Who tracks him all the way across the field and turns him back inside so Divine Diablo makes the play? Billy Bowman watching him all the way across the field. I thought you're exactly right. The young guys are starting to come on. Hopefully the edge guys, I think we saw Jalen Walker make some more plays in the run game this weekend. I think that'll continue to come. I think that, but the 2 guys in the back end, being kind of fed through, water through a fire hose back there with all the things that can happen, all the different things that you see, those 2 guys are really playing at a high level. But, Mike, we got to continue to come up with the ideas each week that maybe play off of what we did this weekend. So you know Buffalo's going to come in. They're going to see these bunch looks and things that we use. They're going to try to defend those. What counters do we have off of those? You're exactly right. You got to continue to come up with those kind of ideas that counteract.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You've shown and get guys free for big plays.
Arch, great stuff, man. Enjoy the bye week. It's not in the middle of the season this year, but it's early and maybe it came at the right time. We always talk about when is the right time. Maybe this is the right time for us. Thanks so much again.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk to you guys again. I can't wait to get Mike's game plan to stop Allen. I kid that's going to be a tough one now.
Blitz.
I need something from you, Mike.
Blitz. I want, you know what I want? Safety. Safety
bring
blitz.
Everyone.
Yes. Everyone.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.